It is a blessing to be together to worship again with you tonight.
能够跟大家晚上一起敬拜，真是又是个祝福。
May God speak to us from His Word.
愿神借着祂话语向我们说话。
God is speaking tonight.
神今晚正在向我们说话。
From His Word.
借着祂的道。
May we hear it.
愿我们听见祂的话。
May we receive it.
愿我们领受祂的话。
May we live according to its truth.
也愿我们按着祂的真理而行。
Now we have been studying through the book of Genesis together.
我们一直在考察创世纪。
And we observed last time,
我们上次已经观察到,
that chapters 5 through 10 of Genesis are about the flood.
创世纪5到10章是有关挪亚的洪水的。
So if we were to graph these chapters, make a graph of these chapters, illustrate them.
如果我们要把这些章篇章把它显示出来，用一个图表表示出来的话，
it would look like an A-frame.
看起来会像一个三角，倒三角。
Chapters 7 and 8 in the middle are the climax when the flood comes.
七到八章呢是那个中间的那个部分，就是洪水临到。
Chapters 5 and 6 are leading up to the flood.
五到六章是带到这个洪水的阶梯。
And chapters 9 and 10 telling us about the events that followed the flood.
9到10章呢会讲到洪水之后的这些事件。
Now, I have said that these chapters tell us about the flood.
我已经讲到这些篇章是有关洪水。
And that is accurate and it is helpful in a way.
从一些某个角度这是很有帮助的。
It helps us to think about the major distinctive of this portion of scripture.
让我们能够明白这一段经文的一些特征。
But in another way, it is not helpful.
但从另一个角度对我们没有帮助。
Because it is like saying that the Bible is the story of God's judgment on sinners.
因为这就像说圣经是讲到神对罪人的审判的故事。
Or it is like saying the book of Revelation is the story of God throwing the sinners and demons into the lake of fire.
就像我们说启示录是神把那些犯罪的那些鬼魔 和罪人丢到地狱里的故事。
It is true that these passages include God's judgment.
没错，这些经文也包括了神的审判。
But the great story of the Bible,
但圣经最主要的这个
The great story of Revelation
和启示录的主题故事
and the great story of Genesis
和启示录的主题主旨
is yes that God does bring judgment
没错神的确审判罪人
that we all deserve judgment
虽然我们都配受到审判
but that God is also merciful
但神仍然是大有怜悯的
and he brings mercy in the midst of his righteous judgment
在他的公义的审判中他仍然纪念他的怜悯。
This is evident in our narrative today.
这是我们今天的这段经文所显明的。
In the passage that we just had read,
我们刚刚读的这段经文里头,
only 5 verses out of this passage are dedicated to God's judgment of the world.
五节经文讲到的是神对这个世界的审判。
All the rest of this portion
其他所有的经文呢这段经文呢
are dedicated to God's careful plan
都在讲论神的仔细的计划
His mercy to bring salvation in the middle of the judgment
就是在他的审判当中仍然要带来他的怜悯的拯救
So out of the 23 verses that we are considering 23 verses
所以在这23节我们要讨论的经文当中啊
Five verses are about God's righteous judgment.
只有五节是关乎神公义的审判。
18 verses describe how God saved Noah and his family.
其他18节就是有关神如何拯救挪亚和他一家人。
On the other hand,
另一方面呢?
It would be wrong to say this is a story that is all about Noah.
如果我们说这都是有关挪亚的故事也不对。
Because in this flood narrative, Noah will not speak at all.
因为在这个记载洪水的这段经文里头，挪亚没有说半句话。
We are told about Noah.
当然，圣经告诉我们有关挪亚的事迹。
But the Bible does not record any words from Noah until after the flood is over.
圣经直到洪水完毕之后才记录了挪亚所说的话。
This story is not just about the flood.
这段经文 不仅仅是关乎洪水的故事。
Nor is it even about Noah whom God saved from the flood.
也不是关乎甚至关乎神所拯救的挪亚一家人的故事。
This story is about God.
这个故事的主角乃是神。
God is the one who does all the speaking through this passage.
这段经文都是神在说话。
The great story of the Bible, we might say then,
我们可以说圣经最主要的主旨
including these chapters of describing the flood event,
包括这些有关形容洪水的这些经文
is that God is God.
都是关乎神。
And so God will judge every sin righteously.
因此他会用公义审判所有的罪恶。
Yet God has in his goodness also made a way of salvation.
但同时在他的慈爱和良善中他也为我们预备了救恩。
This is the story of the Bible.
这是整个圣经的故事。
And this is the story of our passage today.
这也是今天这段经文的主旨。
We see this first of all in Genesis chapter 6 verses 9 through 12.
我们首先从第六章的9到12节看到。
As God determines to judge.
当神定义要审判世界。
Verse 9 begins, These are the generations of Noah.
第九节开始啊，挪亚的后代记在下面。
Now the word generations there
这里讲到 后代啊
is the word that we get the name of the book from, Genesis.
这就是我们创世纪的这个书名 的这个字就是创世纪。
This word is used 11 times in a key way in Genesis.
这个词啊在创世纪里头用了11次就是像个钥匙一样。
It forms a sort of outline of the whole book.
就把整本创世纪的大纲给了我们。
You may have noticed that it was used back in chapter 2 and verse 4.
你也许注意到第二章的第四节里头也用了同样的字。
These are the generations of the heaven and earth.
这就是第二章第四节创造天地的来历。就是。
Then again in chapter 5 and verse 1.
五章第一节也用同一个字。
This is the book of the generations of Adam.
亚当的后代记在下面。
So far then, we have gone through two major sections of Genesis.
到目前为止呢，我们看到了创世纪的两个主要的段落。
Including the story about creation.
包括有关创世的这个段落。
And then the story about Adam.
和有关亚当的后代的这个记录。
And then we saw in chapter 5 last time.
我们上次在第五章又看到了。
That the genealogy serve as a bridge to take us from the story of Adam to the story of Noah.
这一段家谱呢，就像一个桥梁一样，把我们从亚当带到挪亚。
Now we read in Genesis 6:9.
现在我们在创世纪的六章九节呢，又看到。
These are the generations of Noah.
挪亚的后代记在下面。
In other words, this story is going to involve Noah as its major character.
换言之呢，以下的故事呢，挪亚就是主角了。
And in Noah's day,
在挪亚的日子当中
we discover there are two major issues.
我们发现有两件重要的事件。
That we need to think about together.
我们需要一起考虑的。
First of all, the righteousness of Noah.
首先，挪亚的义。
And secondly, the sinfulness of humanity.
第二，人类的罪。
In verses 9 and 10.
在九到十节啊。
We read that Noah was righteous.
我们读到挪亚是个义人。
He lived blamelessly before the Lord.
他在当时的时代是个完全人在神面前。
And he walked with God.
他也与神同行。
Now it is important for us to ask ourselves,
我们问自己的问题很重要啊。
How was Noah righteous?
挪亚怎么成了一个义人呢？
Which one came first?
哪个先呢？
Noah's faith?
他的信心先。
Or Noah's obedience?
还是他的顺服先呢？
Or let me ask it a different way.
让我从另一个角度问。
Was Noah saved because he obeyed?
是不是因为挪亚顺服了他才得救呢？
Or does Noah obey because he is saved?
或者 因为他已经得救了，所以他才顺服呢。
And the Bible answers this question for us.
圣经为我们回答了这个问题。
In the New Testament,
在新约里头啊,
the writer of Hebrews,
希伯来书作者告诉我们说,
says, by faith Noah was warned of God,
挪亚因着信蒙神指示他未见的事,
to construct an ark,
他就制造了, 造了一只方舟,
and by this faith,
借着这个信心,
Noah became an heir of righteousness,
挪亚就承受了那所应许的义,
the righteousness that comes by faith.
因信而来的义。
This is what the divine writer of Hebrews says.
这就是希伯来书的作者告诉我们的。
So which one comes first?
哪个先哪个后?
Noah's faith?
挪亚的信心先呢?
Or Noah's obedience?
还是他的顺服先?
The writer of Hebrews tells us.
希伯来书作者跟我们讲了。
Noah's obedience to God
挪亚顺服神
flowed out of his faith in God.
因着他信靠神的结果
And so Noah became righteous through faith.
所以挪亚是因信称义的。
Now this is exactly, of course, what Paul tells us.
这也是保罗的教导，对不对？
In the book of Romans.
在罗马书里头。
That we are made righteous through faith in God.
我们因着信靠神而被称义的。
And specifically in his Messiah, Jesus Christ.
尤其是因着信靠他所应许那位弥赛亚耶稣基督，我们被
称义了。So this is vital to the Christian message.
这是我们基督教信息的关键。
Noah obeyed because he was saved.
挪亚之所以会顺服，因为他得救了。
By grace through faith.
因为他得救是本乎恩也，因着信，所以他才顺服。
But let me ask you this.
让我请问大家。
Is obedience necessary for salvation?
得救的话，是否必须顺服才能得救？
The Bible says yes.
圣经说是的。
Because true faith obeys God.
因为真正的信心一定会顺服神的。
We cannot say we are trusting God.
我们不能说我们在信靠神。
And we believe that God is good.
我们相信神是美好的，良善的。
In fact, we believe God is perfect.
甚至我们相信神是完美的。
But we don't want to obey him.
但我们却不愿意顺服他。
We don't want to be like him.
我们不愿意像他。
No, that doesn't even make sense, does it?
这个是不合乎逻辑的，是不可理喻的。
No, if we believe in God,
如果我们真正信神的话，
and if we think God is beautiful,
如果我们相信神是如此美好的话，
if we are trusting that God is perfect,
如果我们相信神是十全十美的话，
then it means we want to be like God.
我们就会渴望像他。
We want to resemble him in our lives.
我们愿意效法他，我们愿意
跟随他。We want to obey whatever he says.
顺服他一切的吩咐，对不对？
And so true faith obeys God.
所以真正的信心一定会顺服神的。
All this is necessary.
这一切都是必要的。
For understanding our passage today.
我们才能够明白今天的经文。
Because if we read that Noah was righteous,
如果我们读挪亚是个义人，
and we think God saved Noah because he was righteous,
神因为挪亚是个义人，所以神才拯救他。
Then we might misunderstand this passage.
我们就可能会本末倒置，会误解这段经文。
And think that Noah earned his salvation.
以为挪亚靠他的行为赢得救恩了。
But this is what the Bible tells us.
但圣经告诉我们，
Noah was saved by grace through faith.
挪亚得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
He was therefore declared righteous by God.
因此神称他为义。
And his righteous true faith came forth in obedience.
所以他的
His faith flowed into obedience.
Yeah. 所以因着他信，所以就自然有顺服的行为伴随着而来。
And because Noah was an obedient servant of God,
因为挪亚是一个顺服神的仆人，
God determined, yes, to save him from the flood.
神就定义要拯救他脱离洪水的审判。
As he saves every one of his children,
正如他拯救他所有的百姓一样。
From his judgment in the end,
在最终就拯救我们脱离他的审判。
So we have a lesson to learn from Noah.
所以我们从挪亚身上可以学到一个功课。
Noah trusted God.
挪亚信靠神。
Noah believed God's warnings.
他相信神给他的警戒。
Noah obeyed God's commands.
他就顺服了神的吩咐。
And as a result, he was saved from God's judgment.
因此他就从神的审判中得救了。
The writer of Hebrews reminds us of this timeline.
所以希伯来书作者告诉我们这个时间的顺序啊。
Noah was warned by God.
挪亚蒙神警戒他未见的事情。
But he was warned about things he had not yet seen.
蒙神警戒那未见还没有看到的事，没有发生。
Noah had never seen a worldwide flood.
他从来没有见到一个世界性的洪水泛滥，没有。
He could not imagine it any more than you and I can imagine.
他不可能想象洪水是什么样，真正如我们想不到的样。
He was warned concerning events that he had not yet seen.
他蒙神指示他未见，还没有见到的事情，就将来的洪水。
And yet he believed.
所以他就信了。
And this is what you and I must do today.
所以你我今天也应该做同样的事。
This is where faith comes in.
这就是信心的角色。
We must trust what God has told us in his word.
我们必须信靠神在他的话语中所告诉我们的事。
Even if it contradicts what everyone else is saying.
就算圣经的话跟别人任何人说的话都抵触，我们还是信。
The Bible says everyone mocked at Noah.
当圣经说大家都讥诮挪亚。
Just as they would mock at you today if you started building a boat.
就像今天你开始造一只船，人们也会讥诮你，讽刺挖苦你。
But Noah had a promise, a warning from God.
他有神的应许，他蒙神警戒他将来要发生的事。
And he believed God more than the people around him.
他相信神的话超过四周围的人所说的话。
Faith also must believe God more than our own experience.
所以信心必须相信神超过我们自己个人的经历。
Noah had never experienced a flood.
挪亚从来没有经历过洪水。
He had never seen it rain so hard.
从来没有看过下那么大的雨。
That it was flooding everything and everyone.
看到下那么大雨，一切洪水泛滥了，没见过这样的事。
But Noah believed God when he said that it would.
当神应许他这样的事会发生的时候，他相信神的话。
And we must obey God and believe him.
我们必须也同样的相信神，也顺服神。
When he says that a judgment is coming for you and me as well.
当神告诉我们审判会临到我们，我们要信。
That one day this whole world will be on fire.
有一天这整个世界都会被烈火消化。
That Jesus Christ will come and judge every human being.
耶稣基督必要再来，要审判天下。
The people around you may laugh at that idea.
周围的人也许是会笑话你，哈哈哈。
And you've never experienced anything like that before.
你也从来没有经历这样的事。
You've never seen the world explode in fire.
你从来没有见到这个世界大爆炸被火烧了。
But God says it's going to happen.
但神告诉我们这样的事必然发生。
And the question is, do you believe him?
问题是你到底信不信他的话。
Will you live like you believe him?
你愿不愿意照着他的话语而生活。
That's what Noah did.
这就是挪亚当时做的事。
And in verses 11 and 12,
11到12节呢,
we notice,
我们注意到,
as we did in the opening verses of chapter 6,
正如第六章的头几节啊,
the emphasis is on the unrestrained violence.
那个重点是在那不受辖制的强暴的泛滥。
Violence that filled the earth.
哇，地上满了他们的强暴。
It is a complete reversal of man's role.
这是一个人类的一个相反的他当今的角色的一个反面角色。
Man is supposed to protect and care for the earth.
人本来应该尽的本分是保护这个世界，
instead,
要捍卫这个世界。
Instead, the earth is being filled with man's violence.
但如今这个世界却满了世人的强暴败坏。
God looks at the rest of the world.
神就看到这个世界。
Besides Noah.
除了挪亚之外。
And he sees nothing but wickedness.
他看到的不过是败坏邪恶的事儿，满了强暴。
And you and I need to understand.
是你我需要了解啊。
That those are still the only two categories of people alive today.
在世上只有这两种人，只有这两种。
There are people that God views through faith in Christ.
第一种是那种因着信靠基督
and he sees them as righteous before him
这样的人神看他们是在他眼前是义人是完全的
and they are obeying him through faith
他们因着信在顺服神
and God always preserves and saves them
神总是保守这样的人
and there is everyone else
除此以外是其他人
who is walking in their own way
他们在为所欲为
who is rejecting God
他们在弃绝神
and God will always bring judgment on them
神总是会审判这样的人
God does not have a third category of people.
除此以外, 神没有第三个, 第三类的。
This is important for us to see in our day. Because yes, the violence and sin was unrestrained in Noah's day.
在挪亚的世代,世上的败坏啊,强暴啊,是泛滥啊。
But as we said last time, it's the same violence and sin that is in every one of our hearts.
正如我们上次说的,同样的败坏跟罪恶都在我们个人的心里头。
None is righteous, Paul says.
没有,保罗说,没有一个义人,连一个都没有。
And so Old Testament and New Testament declare this truth.
不论是旧约或新约都宣告这样的真理。
That humans are sinful.
人类是败坏的, 是有罪,
and that God will judge our sin.
神必要审判这个罪恶的世界。
God is God.
神是神啊。
And God's truth will remain true no matter what.
不管任何事发生, 神的真理永不改变。
And so Moses, Noah was faithful
所以挪亚有信心,
to declare God's righteousness in his day.
他愿意在他的时代宣讲神的公义的审判。
Even though everyone he preached to did not believe him.
尽管每一个听他讲道的人都不信他所说的。
And so it is in fact God himself who brings this flood.
所以是神自己把
This is emphasized in verse 17.
这是在17节我们看到的,
this flood did not just happen.
这个洪水不仅仅发生而已,
it was not just a natural catastrophe.
这不仅是一个自然灾害,
God says, I will bring a flood of waters on the earth.
17节说的,看到,我要使洪水泛滥在地上,
Why will he do this?
为什么他要毁灭天下?
Because God is going to destroy all flesh which has the breath of life under heaven.
因为神要把天上,地上有血气,有血肉气息的,全部都毁掉。
Everything that is on earth will die.
地上凡有气息的都会死。
God does not apologize for his righteous judgment of sin. God is right in judging sin. And this judgment by the flood in the Old Testament
这个在旧约里头洪水的审判,
is meant to point us to God's judgment of sin in the final day. No one deserves to escape God's righteous judgment.
没有一个人配逃脱神的公义的审判。
Only those who by faith trust in God's salvation
唯有那些凭着信心信靠神的救恩的人才能逃脱,
will escape the judgment of God on sin
才能逃脱神对罪恶的审判。
And so we must be like Noah
所以我们必须效法挪亚,
and trust in God
信靠神,
and obey God
也顺服神,
even when no one else does
就算别人都
God justly determined to judge the world in Noah's day.
神审判当时的世界, 挪亚是用洪水审判是公义的。
But that is not the whole story.
但这不是整个故事啊。
Because verses 13 through 22,
因为13节到22节呢,
tell us God determines to save.
告诉我们神也定义要拯救人类。
So God looks at the world and sees that it's wicked.
所以神看到这个世界是败坏的。
And it is unrestrained wickedness filling the whole earth.
地上满了强暴啊, 哎呀, 败坏透顶了。
And so God in his goodness determines to judge sinners.
所以神在他的良善中, 他定义要拯救人类。
But in his goodness, he also determines to save sinners.
但是在他的良善中, 他也定义要拯救人。
And we see this in verse 13.
我们看13节啊,这里。
That God is determined to judge the entire earth.
神就定义要审判全世界,
to wash the world clean of every breathing being.
把一切有血气的全部都除灭净尽。
Yet God is telling Noah that he's going to do this.
但神告诉挪亚他要审判世界。
God could have just sent the flood and killed everybody.
神可以就直截了当的叫大洪水泛滥把他们全都杀光。
But no, God warns Noah that he is going to destroy the earth.
但神却事先警告挪亚他要审判世界。
Here is grace.
这里就是恩典了。
Here is hope.
这里就是我们的盼望。
It is God's justice to judge sin.
神审判世界是因着他的公义。
And it is God's mercy to reveal to us in advance that He is going to judge sin.
但神在事先警告我们，他要审判世界，这就是他的怜悯。
God tells us ahead of time, I'm going to judge sin.
神预先告诉我们，他要审判罪恶。
So turn away from sin.
赶快悔改吧。
And turn to me for salvation.
你要转向神来得救。
This is what we need so much to do ourselves.
这是我们今天我们所需要做的。
Turn away from our sin.
要从我们的罪恶中回转。
Listen to God's warning.
听神的警戒。
And run to God for salvation.
然后奔向神得到他的救恩。
In verses 14 through 17,
14节到17节呢,
God gives Noah specific instructions for building the ark.
神给了挪亚一些特别的一些吩咐，叫他怎么样建造方舟。
In order to protect him,
为要保护他自己和
and his family,
他的一家人。
And a huge group of creatures.
和许多的受造的牲畜、走兽、飞禽。
And of course, God knew the size needed for this work.
当然神知道这个方舟的大小规模应该多大。
God gives Noah the exact dimensions that he will need in order to build the ark.
神就给了挪亚的大小尺寸规模都讲得清清楚楚了。
Now other people, other Christians than me,
有一些其他的基督徒啊,
who are scientists and mathematicians,
这些是数学家、设计家、
have done,
科学家,
calculations to show how big the ark was.
就做了一个估计啊，看看这个方舟有多大的规模。
And they have shown that the ark is big enough to hold all the animals and species necessary.
他们已经证明了这个方舟够大，能够把所有当时的各种各样的飞禽走兽全部都装进去。
But the point of this passage, and I'm thankful for those people.
我们为这些人感恩啊，感谢主啊。
But the point of this passage,
这段经文的重点呢
，is that a God who is able to send a flood on the whole world,
是告诉我们这一个能够使洪水泛滥淹没全地的同一位神呢
，is also able to save anyone he wants to from that flood.
也能够拯救任何他要拯救的飞禽走兽或是人类脱离这个洪水的审判。
You see, when you hear objections to the story of Noah's flood,
所以当你听到一些反对挪亚方舟的一些
They are always coming from naturalistic assumptions.
是总是从那些就是凭着自己的本性思想的人
saying how could Noah build a boat this big?
什么技巧？他怎么能够造那么大一个船呢
？How could the boat hold all the creatures?
这个船怎么能够容得下那么多的受造物呢
？But all of that is because they assume that there isn't really a God.
这之所以他们这样想，是因为他们以为没有上帝存在。
If there is a God who creates the whole universe with nothing but His words,
如果有一位能够从无变有创造天地的全能的上帝的话
，If there is a God who can destroy every breathing thing with a flood all over the world,
如果有这么一位上帝，他能够把世上所有有气息的借着洪水全部淹没毁掉的话
，Then of course this same God can plan and bring about the salvation that He wants to from that judgment.
当然同一位神也能够计划能够导致拯救他要拯救的任何人能够造一个方舟拯救他们没问题
And God does that very thing.
神的确做了这样的事
In verse 18
18节
God promises to establish a covenant with Noah and his family.
神应许了要和挪亚和他家人立约
The godly offspring of the woman
这那女人的后裔，那个敬虔的后裔。
Who God promised would bring about the salvation of His people.
就是神应许的要拯救他百姓的这位救赎者。
That lineage will continue.
这个家谱会继续延续下去。
Although God is destroying every breathing creature on earth.
尽管神把世上所有有气息的活物都毁掉。
This is God's covenant with Noah.
这是神与挪亚所立的约。
That God makes in order to ensure
神立了这个约好保证
not only Noah's salvation,
保证, 不仅是挪亚个人的救恩,
but that the promised descendant of the woman would be preserved.
也保证了神所应许的那女人的后裔会也保存下来,
so that one day Jesus Christ would be born.
所以有一天耶稣基督会从这条线上出来,
so you should see in this plan,
所以你要看到神的计划里头,
that God is not just planning Noah's salvation,
神不仅仅在为挪亚个人的救恩做预备,
God is planning your salvation. Because if the seed of the woman did not come, if Jesus was never born, then we would die in our sins. And so God is saving you through the ark. And God is so good to do this.
神是何等的良善，为我们预备了这救恩。Verses 19 through 22
describe the divine plan to preserve even animal life.
在描绘神的计划，甚至要拯救飞禽走兽的生命。
And also human life on the ark.
当然也包括人类的生命在方舟里的人。Verse
20, God does what Noah cannot do.
20节啊，神做了挪亚办不到的事儿。
God brings the animals to Noah.
神把这样的各种各样的飞禽走兽带到挪亚面前。
Just as God brought the animals to Adam to be named.
正如神把飞禽走兽带到亚当面前叫他取名一样。
God brings all the animals to Noah to be saved on the ark.
神也把这些飞禽走兽双双对对带到挪亚面前，带到挪亚方舟里面来得救。
Two of every sort.
双双对对啊，也成双成对。
And Noah cares for and protects the creatures on the ark.
所以挪亚就照顾了在方舟上的这些受造之物和牲畜。
He is doing what man was made to do.
所以他在成全神造人的目的。
To protect God's creation.
在保护神的受造之物。
To help and rule over God's creation.
在管理，在帮助。
And in verse 22, we read this commentary.
22节啊，神就做了这样的评论。
That Noah did all that God commanded him.
挪亚这样行，就这样行了。
Remember that because we'll come back to that soon.
记得，我们还会回到这些经文啊。Noah
did all that God commanded him.
凡神所吩咐的，他都照样行了。So
then we see in Genesis chapter 7.
然后我们再看第七章啊。And
verses 1 through 5.
1到5节。
That Noah has built the ark like God told him to.
挪亚照着神所吩咐的造了方舟了。Now
he has all the animals that God intends for him to take on the ark.
现在他把神要他带上船的所有的牲畜都带进去了。And
the time arrives.
时候到了。God
tells Noah to enter the ark.
神吩咐挪亚进方舟吧。With
the animals.
要带着牲畜进去。Because
the flood will come in just 7 days.
因为洪水已经在七天之内就要来到。The
time of the flood has come and Noah enters the ark.
时候到了，洪水的时候到，挪亚就进方舟了。What
is all the rest of humanity doing?
那其他的人类在干啥？
Jesus tells us in the New Testament.
在新约里头，耶稣告诉我们。
In Matthew chapter 24,
马太第24章,
Jesus says, in the days when the flood came,
他说当洪水来到的时候,
everyone was just eating and drinking.
人们又吃又喝,又嫁又娶又买又买。
They were marrying and they were giving in marriage.
又跟踪又改造。
Until the very day that Noah entered the ark.
直到挪亚进入方舟的那日。
And they were unaware
他们不知不觉,
until the flood came and swept them all away.
洪水就来把他们全部
And Jesus says, just like that, will be the coming of Jesus himself when he judges the world at the end day. So we know what the people in Noah's day were doing. They were doing the same thing they'd done every other day. It just seemed like a normal day. They got up and they looked at their iPhones.
他们一早起来看看手机,
and they planned out their day and their schedule.
然后做自己的计划, 我要干啥?
And they thought, okay, I'm going to meet my friend for lunch.
啊, 我跟我的朋友一起吃中饭,
and then I'm going to go to this wedding in the evening.
晚上我们去参加那个婚礼。
And it was just one ordinary day.
在他们看来是一个正常的。
And they were living the same sinful way they lived every other day.
照常在犯罪，照样过日子。
They weren't trusting in God.
他们没有信靠神。
They weren't even thinking about God.
根本没有想到神。
And then the flood came.
突然之间。
And they were gone.
洪水临到，他们就没了。
They were judged.
他们就受审判了。
Let me ask you,
好，请问,
what will you be doing when Jesus Christ comes back?
当耶稣再来的时候，你会干什么？
Either when he comes for you at the final day of your life here in your death,
要不就在你临死的时候，他会来到接你。
Or when he comes in his final second coming,
或者在他末日，他第二次再来的时候，你会碰到。
Will we be living like all the rest of the world?
我们会像其他世人一样的照常生活吗？
Will we be planning our day just like all the rest of the world plans?
我们会不会像其他人一样正在做计划，要做这个做那个？
We'll be using all our energy for the same things that everyone else is using their energy for.
我们是不是在用我们的精力，就像其他人一样在那花浪费精力呢？
Or will we be like Noah?
我们会像挪亚一样。
Who was looking for this day?
他在盼望这个日子来到。
Who was preparing for this day?
他在做准备迎接这个日子来到。
That was obey. He was obeying God until this day came.
他在顺服神，直到这个日子来到呢。
And then in verse 5, again this observation.
第五节，他又做了这样的评论。
That Noah did all that God commanded him.
挪亚就遵着耶和华所吩咐的行了。
Now, of course, this is speaking only of the commands regarding the ark.
当然，这里讲的是神叫他造方舟的吩咐。
Because we know from the rest of the story of Noah.
因为我们知道挪亚其他的部分讲到。
That Noah did not always do everything God commanded.
挪亚不是百分之百十全十美的，他不是完全遵行神的吩咐。
Noah was a sinner just like you and me.
挪亚跟你我一样，也是罪人。
So when the Bible says Noah did all that God commanded him,
所以当圣经说挪亚就遵着耶和华所吩咐的行了的时候呢？
It is meant to, though to make us ask this question.
这就要我们意思是要我们问这个问题啊。
What kind of person escapes God's judgment?
什么样的人可以逃脱神的审判呢？
And in Noah, we can answer that in two ways.
好，借着挪亚，我们可以回答这个问题，从两个角度啊。
First, the kind of person that escapes the judgment of God is a person like Noah.
第一，就是像挪亚这样的人才能够逃脱神的审判。
A person who finds grace in the eyes of God like Noah did.
就像挪亚一样，在神的眼前蒙恩。
Who then has faith in God like Noah did?
他像挪亚一样对神有信心。
Who through faith then obeys God like Noah did?
他们借着信心也因此就顺服了神。
But even there we have to ask this question.
甚至这时候我们要问。
Does anyone do any of these things perfectly?
任何人能够百分之百完全做到像挪亚一样十全十美吗？
Do you trust God all the time?
你是不是总是信靠神时时刻刻分分秒秒？
Do you through faith always obey what God says?
你是否凭着信心总是顺服神所吩咐的一切的诫命万无一失呢？
No, not even Noah could do this.
甚至挪亚都办不到。
Noah himself would sin as we'll see later.
挪亚我们后面也会看到他也犯了罪的。
So even though Noah's father had given Noah a special name,
尽管挪亚的爸爸给他一个特别的名字，
hoping that maybe Noah would be that promised seed,
指望挪亚可能是神所应许那个女人的后裔。
That in Noah the world would find rest,
借着挪亚整个世界可以得到安息和安慰。
And even though God did use Noah in a mighty way,
尽管神大大使用挪亚成全他的旨意。
Another savior is still needed.
我们还是需要另一位完美的救主。
Noah himself needs a savior.
因为挪亚自己都需要一位救主。
And you and I need a savior.
你我也需要一位救主。
There is another offspring of the woman.
还有另一位那女人的后裔即将来。
Who can do everything God commands?
唯有他能够完完全全顺服神的旨意。
In every area of his life.
在他生命中的方方面面万无一失。
Who will perfectly trust in the Father.
唯独他能够完全顺服父神的旨意。
Who can not only build an ark.
他不仅能够造一个方舟。
But who can be our ark.
他更是我们的方舟。
Noah was not that man.
挪亚不是那一位终极的那一位。
Jesus Christ is that man.
唯有耶稣基督才是。
He is that savior.
他才是那位救主。
He is that descendant of the woman.
他是那女人的后裔。
And may the warnings of God's judgment
愿神的审判的警戒
drive us to God for salvation.
把我们推逼到神面前，得蒙他的拯救。
That salvation is only found in Jesus.
那个拯救唯有是在耶稣基督里才能有的。
May God bless you.
愿神祝福你们。好，我们休息十分钟。